This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado recently became one of the first states to limit the cost of insulin for diabetics. Now, lawmakers have their eyes on another costly medication. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
EpiPens are one brand of the epinephrine auto-injectors that could save your life from an allergic reaction. Retail prices for the devices have risen sharply to more than $600 for a pack of two. Democratic Representative Javier Mabry.
The cost of producing it has remained the same, so we should not... Coloradans shouldn't be subject to that sort of price gouging in the medical space.
His bill would cap costs at just $20 for a two-pack for both insured and uninsured Coloradans who have prescriptions. A health insurance lobbyist group warned that the price cap could lead to higher insurance premiums. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Republicans are reacting to yesterday's State of the State address by Democratic Governor Jared Polis. GOP Minority Leader Mike Lynch of Northern Colorado says many of the governor's policy ideas might not be affordable.
There was a whole lot of goodies in there, a whole lot of spend stuff that we just came off of an unrealistic budget in the last session when we were burning through federal money with ARPA, and that money's not around anymore.
Lynch says Republicans might be able to find common ground with Polis on lowering taxes and water policy. TSA officers discovered a record-breaking 156 firearms in carry-on luggage at Denver International Airport last year. That's 15 more than in 2021. All the firearms were discovered during routine X-ray screenings. Authorities say travelers can face criminal citations and civil penalties for not properly packing firearms. This is CPR News and KRCC.